It's Rack, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off day is listen to the rap, and now you are...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button on the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out, chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We are here. We're alive. It's a Thursday night. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, at LindsayWork on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live tonight. Because we got stuff to talk about. We have a Royal Rumble for Lindsay to give her thoughts and opinions on, because stuff...
In the last one...
happened. We'll talk about it.
I'm literally the last one.
Number 30. Anyway, we're here. It's a Thursday. We got stuff to get into.
We do. We have news. We have notes. We have Royal Rumbles we have to talk about. So I say we don't waste any time and we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at mbgfilms.youtube.com/mbg1211. And we're going to kick off with the WWE news. Or do you want to do AEW first and then we do WWE?
You lead the way.
Let's do AEW first because it's one story. It's literally one story and I don't think anybody's surprised by it at all. Tommaso Ciampa has signed with AEW, and he appeared last week on the show making his debut where he won the TBS title. Is that correct?
TNT title.
I'm sorry. I don't know their titles.
TNT is men, TBS is women.
Oh, okay.
That's how that goes. Yeah. So Tommaso is the woman is the TNT champion. Now you got me confused of what they were.
Yes.
By beating Mark Briscoe, so you could see they had a long term plans for the championship that he won. I mean, that's good for him. He's been wanting to go there for a while, according to the interview he did, and now he's there. He gets to have a run. He thinks they're the hot place to be, and here we are. So good luck to him. Hopefully this push is longer than 2 months, and that he's treated like the star he believes he is.
I want nothing but good things for Tommaso. I hope this works out for him. I hope it's majorly successful and he gets everything he wants from it because he deserves it. And if he thinks he's in the right place, that's all that matters. He was in WWE for what, 10 years?
Yep.
So, I mean, he feels he's done everything he's going to do there. He's gotten as far as he can go there. So he's going somewhere else where he feels he can be better. And I have no problem with that. Good for you, boo. You do you.
I mean, that's good for him. Hopefully he doesn't turn into a Ricochet and be a complete douche.
Let's hope not.
Because Ricochet, oh my god, WWE killed my spirit. WWE held me back. They held me back from being for my full potential. Yada, 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 yada. Then why'd you sign?
I was going to say, why'd you stay? You weren't happy. Why'd you stay?
Why'd you sign in the first place?
Money.
Yeah. Of course. But they all do. And then they go on the internet and say, hey, I hated work from there. Guess what? A lot of other people do too. Anyway, moving on.
To WWE. Ava has finished up with the company and she has left NXT. She posted a very nice note saying goodbye. But she is moving on to bigger and better things. So best of luck to her in her future endeavors.
Yeah, looks like she may be going to work for... her parents' company. She just wanted out of the doing wrestling things for now. Which, I don't blame her, because if she's not going to get in the ring, I guess she realized her time to be in the ring is, you know, not going to be a thing and wanted to do something else. They offered her more money, so it was not a money thing. She just chose not to continue on. It could be other motives, but who knows?
I mean, the reality is that... Oh, echo. Okay. That was weird. So the reality is this, she was not able to wrestle. I think she had officially retired from in-ring competition because of her knees. And so they had kept her on as a commissioner authority figure.
She was the GM.
Yeah. And GM of NXT, which that has legs. She could be the GM of NXT forever if they really wanted her to be. But you're not going to really go any further than that. And that's the whole thing. So you're going to kind of be stuck there. You don't really have the chance to advance unless they decide to move you up and replace like either Adam Pearce or Nick Aldis on SmackDown with her. And then again, you're kind of in a side character authority figure role. You're not really the star of the show. You're not going to be winning any championships. You're not going to achieve as much, I think, as you wanted to, as you would as a wrestler. And so, you know, especially since she's what, like 20, in her 20s?
Probably in her 20s.
Early 20s. Like, I think she's only like 21, right?
24.
She's 24. She's got, yeah, she wants to go do something else because she wants to obviously do well. She wants to make her own name in this world. So yeah, go do it, girl. Go do you.
Indeed.
So it's been announced that Backlash is set to take place in Tampa, Florida on May 9th, and tickets will be going on sale on February 20th. So go get you your Backlash tickets.
That's what, 3 weeks after WrestleMania?
That's tight. God, we are not going to have that summer again, are we? Where they're doing something every 3 weeks. Please tell me we're not going to have that again. That was exhausting.
Maybe. I don't know. They haven't announced the full schedule yet.
WWE, please be kind. Please be kind to us. Please. I would appreciate that tremendously. But moving on, NXT Roadblock is set to take place from the theater at Madison Square Garden on March 31st. So tickets should be going on sale soon, or they should already be.
They should be on sale. They're probably on sale soon.
So go get your tickets if you want to go to that. Royce Keyes, a.k.a. Powerhouse Hobbs, is officially signed with WWE.
Yeah, I mean, that was what we all expected to happen. And it happened. He appeared in the Royal Rumble, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But good on him. He has friends here, and he'll kind of realize some potential in WWE, hopefully.
Get that bag, dude. Get that bag. I hope it all works out, and he's uber successful. I look forward to watching him grow. SmackDown and Raw will take place from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas on April 17th and 21st.
Full week in Vegas.
No shock there because it ties to WrestleMania. But, you know, you can get tickets if you want to go and you don't want to go to WrestleMania because God knows it's expensive.
It's going to be expensive. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so expensive. And finally.
Speaking of expensive,
WWE has announced the 2K26 details. So the newest installment of the flagship video game franchise developed by Visual Concepts will be available starting March 6th for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, Nintendo Switch 2, and PC via Steam.
Hold on, I'm going to stop you. Which means the older generation platforms no longer will get WWE 2K franchise. So that's the original Switch, the older Xbox, and PlayStation 4. Continue.
Yeah, that's not surprising. PC's still good, though.
Yep.
PC's still good. The current World Heavyweight Champion CM Punk strikes a defiant pose on the Standard Edition cover, a position befitting a triple crown champion. One of the most celebrated and subversive personas in WWE history, CM Punk previously appeared on the cover of WWE 13 and also headlines 2K's Showcase. The King of Kings edition celebrates the in-ring career of the ongoing behind-the-scenes legacy of WWE Hall of Famer and current Chief Content Officer Triple H. So he's going to be a cover boy as well.
Oh, everyone's so happy that he's on the cover. My goodness, the reaction has been overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah. The Attitude Era edition invokes nostalgia for one of the greatest eras in history and the larger-than-life personas, including Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Stephanie McMahon, Undertaker, Kane, Trish Stratus, Lita, Chyna, Kurt Angle, and the Dudley Boys. I would call Trish Attitude Era, but
yeah, she was Lita. There. No, they were. They came in 1999. I was right at
that's part a of the tail end.
But they were Attitude Era.
Very, very end.
No, because Attitude Era ended around 2001, 2002.
I think the more synonymous with later.
Yeah, but you gotta sell some games.
Okay. And the all-new Super Premium Monday Night War Edition features content tied to WWE stars of the Attitude Era, as well as a collection of WCW's biggest names of the era, including Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Goldberg, Booker T, and Eric Bischoff. The King of Kings edition, Attitude Era edition, and Monday Night Wars edition are scheduled for worldwide release on Friday, March 6, 2026, 7 days prior to the Standard Edition, which will be available on Friday, March 13th, 2026. The game features several updates and improvements to existing features throughout the game. The Showcase is getting the CM Punk personal journey, where Punk jumps through time to relive incredible moments from his career. Narrated by the best of the world himself, players will relive iconic matches and battle against legends in fantasy warfare. For those who want to truly prove their mettle, the Showcase Gauntlet looks to push players to their limits. CM Punk's Rise, Rebellion, and Return make this the most personal 2K Showcase yet.
So that will include all the multiple eras of the CM Punk character. It'll include, because there's the Ring of Honor Punk that's in the game. There's the Straight Edge Punk version with the long black hair that's in the game as well. And you'll probably get CM Punk in there. I know it's Shawn versus Punk is one of the matches in the fantasy warfare. If they don't do Bret Hart versus CM Punk, they're probably missing an opportunity for Punk fans. So I would assume that one would be in there as well.
So go check it out. The Best in the World roster of 400 plus.
That's a lot the of game people.
That's a lot of characters. The game boasts a roster of over 400 playable characters, the biggest in franchise history. A combination of current superstars from Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, legends, and WWE Hall of Famers. The massive roster features John Cena, Macho Man Randy Savage, Rhea Ripley, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Io Sky, Andre the Giant, Drew McIntyre, Braun Breaker, Roddy Piper, Seth Rollins, Logan Paul, Stephanie Vaquer, Eddie Guerrero, Liv Morgan, Bret Hitman Hart, Penta, Charlotte Flair, Randy Orton, and new additions and returns including Rey Fénix, Rusev, Blake Monroe, and many more. So many people.
Huge. You can't play that with every character in that game with 400 people. You just can't. But you have options, so that's good. You always need options.
No more. I mean, with 400 people in the game, literally nobody can bitch that so-and-so is not in the game.
They will still bitch. They will bitch and moan that someone from NXT did not make it over some outside the world character.
Bray Wyatt better be in there. That's all I'm saying.
I can confirm the Fiend is in the video game.
Boo Boo is still there. Good.
He is.
Boo Boo lives on in digital form.
I saw a screenshot of him in one of the matches you're about to talk about.
All right. Well, we have four new match types, offensive tools, and gameplay upgrades. Four new match types, including an I Quit, Inferno, Three Stages of Hell, and Dumpster. There's also stackable tables, new usable objects, including shopping carts and thumbtacks, and large interactive environments offer new but familiar ways to punish opponents. Intergender matches are available across core game modes. Awesome. A revamp of reversals and stamina system add layer strategy and upgraded physics interactions make the action feel more dynamic and dangerous. Interactive entrances and the addition of Booker T and Wade Barrett to the commentary team. Oh, goody. Further refine the audiovisual presentation.
So,
shucky ducky quack quack.
Yes. One, that's good that they're adding newer voices to the game because it's been Corey Graves, Michael Cole, and Byron Saxton. Byron Saxton has not called a WWE match in at least 3 years. So it's good to replace him with Booker T and Wade Barrett. So I believe it's a four-man announced team, I think, where it might just be Booker and Wade with Cole. But I think Graves was on there too. So we'll see. But
that makes sense to have Graves on there, yeah.
Yeah, but that's, you're freshening up the commentary, which needed to happen.
But I like that you have like intergender now, and you can also do like interactive entrances, like, does that mean you can do run-ins?
No, you've always been able to do run-ins. So interactive entrances, you can set off the pyro when you want or do a taunt or something.
I mean, that's fun.
Yeah, and you could also, you know, attack and whatever. But I believe it's pyro and a couple other things you can be able to do during the entrance, which is different.
It'll help with your videos that you do for the network.
It could.
The creation suite, 2x the cast and image slots plus body morphing. Best-in-class customization mode now offers 200 creative superstar save slots, doubling the existing count in response to community demand. Community creations now feature a doubled image capacity of 2,000, deeper body and face morphing tools, and two-tone hair color blending, giving players unprecedented freedom to craft the superstars, arenas, and other creations of their dreams. They didn't have that before. Interesting. My GM, more shows, more superstars per match. The new intergender matches, 5-, 6-, and 8-man matches, plus support for more match types than ever before, vastly increase the number of possible matches and outcomes. More shows per season, post new management challenge, and 2K strategic brand management simulation mode.
Wait, fun.
Could you guys bring that back on Friday? You and Brent?
Brent has to figure out a way to get a controller.
Amazon?
You gotta talk to Brent.
Brent, acquire a controller, please.
But yeah, they're adding a lot more things to GM, which is fun. So more matches. That should be fun.
Should be fun. And we'll see if we can convince Brent to get a controller so that way they can stream it again. It'll be fun. My Rise has a new theme and increased replay value. Players define their My Superstars journey through two new division-based storylines where villainous or heroic decisions impact My players like never before. Players can now keep playing even after the main stories are complete, with more unlockable content and achievements to earn for increased replayability. So yay?
Yeah, I'm more sure that it keeps people playing the story mode. That's what they want, so... Because there's a reason why there's a reason to this madness of, hey, you need to keep playing this mode and this mode and this mode. And we'll tell you why here in a minute.
All right. Universe, the draft is here. The WWE draft comes to 2K sandbox mode where players create their own universe and control match outcomes. Other new introductions include Universe Creation Wizard, Watch Show Mode, and improved Money in the Bank cash-ins and additional promo types.
So people who play that mode should be happy that they made some improvements.
Ding! The Island has a brand new storyline and environment, and it's available on all platforms. 2K's WWE-themed world is now bigger and more social than ever, and available for the first time on PC. Players will choose one of the three factions and battle for control with a revamped progression system. The new Scrapyard Brawl environment, fresh towers, new shops, and branded gear, and expanded My Superstar Builder with face photo importing, plus upgraded quests complete with superstar voiceovers, cutscenes, and dialogue screens enhance the immersive experience.
Please play the island, is what they're saying.
I didn't realize it wasn't available on PC. It wasn't?
Nope.
Why did they not make it available on PC?
Because it was not readily available for PC at that time. They didn't want to rush it to make it work because it's an online world environment.
Then it's suited for PC.
Yeah, well, it wasn't because it's coming over. And that's how it happened originally with NBA 2K. It first started on console, then made its way to PC.
Okay.
People complained all year for that, about that. Yeah.
I mean, that seems kind of like stupid to me, that why would you not have a key game element available across all platforms? Especially since you're highlighting it as a key feature of the game. Like, they made the biggest fucking deal of the island when it first came out. It was a whole thing. It's nothing but the island. And now you're telling me that people on PC didn't get it?
Yeah, they told people up front they weren't getting it. So,
but I would be pissed about that. I would be exceptionally pissed about that.
You wouldn't. There was no reason to be when it came down to it. Anyway, continue on.
My faction, where chemistry is key. The collectible car battle mode is back with new intergender lineups and quip swapped matches. Players collect new card designs and boost their performance with new faction chemistry and run-in support. New theme card packs and goals will continue to roll out regularly throughout the year with seasonal content refreshes.
So this is the next part that she's going to read is the biggest change in the 2K series.
Okay. Do I have to read the entire Switch thing?
No, just read the Ringside Pass thing.
Okay. The Ringside Pass is DLC gets an upgrade with more post-launch content than ever before. The all-new Ringside Pass offers players additional incentive to play, earning XP across all game modes, excluding online lobbies. 60 free tiers and 40 premium tiers will be available to reward gameplay, with players who can reach tier 40 of the Ringside Pass premium season able to unlock superstars, cosmetic and customization items, VC, My Faction, and the island content, and more. The Ringside Pass premium replaces the previous DLC model, rewarding players with all new playable characters unavailable on the base game roster. There's 400 people! How can there not be people available? What the fuck?
It means 400
people.
It means you can, to unlock all 400 people, you have to unlock it in the battle pass. So it's the 400 people included in that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Continue. Including current superstars, legends, personas, and some unexpected names. 6 Ringside Pass seasons are planned to roll out throughout the year, with Ringside Pass Season 1 available at launch and featuring unlockable superstars and legends, previously available in 2K Supercharger on the free tier.
Okay, welcome to the world of Battle Pass in WWE 2K26.
At least they're giving you XP across everything, pretty much.
I mean, yeah, but it means before you could just download the characters when they became unavailable when you purchased the DLC. Now they're going to make you work for all the content. People are not particularly happy about that because sometimes you don't have the time to sit there and grind a battle pass in a WWE 2K franchise to get the characters, and you would rather just get the characters that you're paying money for right off the bat. So they're trying something.
Welcome to the money grab.
Speaking of the money grab, WWE 2K feature 26 features 4 editions of the game, including the standard King of Kings and Attitude Era editions and the new Monday Night War edition. The standard edition, which is $69.99, and offers the pre-order bonus of the man, if you say his name, and he will appear. A bonus pack of content containing playable superstar, insert his name there. Cosmetics is a shirt, faction Evo card, and a spin island emote exclusive to the island. Players who also pre-order any edition of WWE 2K26 for all the platforms. Players who order the Attitude Era Money on War edition will also receive 15,000 VC and 67,500 VC respectively. The King of Kings edition is $99.99. You get the Say His Name pack, the first season of the Ringside Pass, and 32,500 VC, plus the King of Kings pack, which includes Triple H from 1998, so it's like the purple trunk, long trunks, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon from 2000, and a Triple H signature taunt for the island, and that will get you content starting on March 6th. The Attitude Era edition includes the first 4 seasons of the Battle Pass for $129.99. which includes The Rock from 99, Kane from 98, and China from 97, Steve Austin, Rattlesnake, and The Rock's People Champ My Faction Evo cards, The Raw's War 1998 Arena, Undertaker Thumb Across the Neck, and Shawn Michaels DX Crotch Up emotes for the island. So they're locking emotes just for the island, too. The Superstar Mega Boost is also included, which includes 200 My Superstar attribute points for My Rise, plus 100,000 VC, and that'll also be available early. The Monday Night War edition will be $149.99. So, save up now. Which will include all 6 seasons of the Battle Passes, or the Ringside Pass. You'll get DX Shawn Michaels, the Macho Man from 98, Roddy Piper from 99, the WCW Thunder Arena from 98, DDP Bang, Island emote. You also get this, the Monday Night War edition grants you the WrestleMania 42 pack, which will include the WrestleMania 42 arena and three superstar persona cards to be automatically entitled post-launch. All those are available 7 days before launch.
$150.
Yes.
For a video game. And you don't even get a physical copy. You get a digital download.
I mean, believe you can get a regular copies of the game, I think.
I don't know. I think
they still do. I think they're still selling like that. Can't tell you last time I bought a physical video game, but they do exist.
But still, $150.
It's a lot of money. Yes.
It's insane. Like, I remember that feels like a giant price increase from last year.
Because I think last year went up to $129. I think.
Yeah, there wasn't the fourth tier last year. But even still, like $130 is still a lot of money for a video game. Like $99 is still a lot.
Okay. So go ahead.
Like $70. $70 for a video game?
I mean, that's standard.
I know that, but that's so much money.
But that's standard for a video game. That's the normal price for them. That's nothing new. That's your this is your price going forward for the video games. Based on what the console asked for. That's nothing. Everything else, I get the pricing. It's a lot. But when you think about it, okay? So you're buying the base game. Fine. What do we pay a month for Fortnite? $12?
Maybe.
For a crew, which includes a battle pass every 2-3 months?
I don't know if I still have it.
But my point is, if you're paying for, say you're paying for a battle pass every 2 months for $12, which is what this ends up, which will end up being because there's 6 of them. The pricing adds up for it to be that high. It's a lot up front. I agree. But if you're saying you're paying $10 to $12 for a battle pass every 2 months, it's not the worst pricing. Because you were still paying for DLC content, which was $10 a month anyhow, or $10 a drop. So you could always buy all this stuff separate. You could buy all the passes separate. You don't have to get all, you know, the big bundles. You could buy different things, but you'll miss out on some specific items, but you'll get majority of stuff without having to pay for the big price. So I get it. It's a lot of money. If you can afford it, go out and get it. That's all I can say.
If it's your thing and you're into it, go for it. Like, go enjoy it. Go have fun with it. It feels like a lot of money to me. I know it's worth it, like, if you're getting everything, because literally the $150 version is everything.
It is everything.
And you're so, it's like, yeah, you can financially justify it, but it's just, like, seeing that sticker price is like, man, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Yeah. It hurts the bank account, for sure.
It's like, I could do a lot of other things with $150. But yeah, if you're into it and you want it, go get it. It will be available in the beginning of March. It should be on pre-sale very, very, very soon.
It is
on
right now. You can pre-order it. You pre-order it right now. It is available next month, March 6th, if you buy the early editions, or March 13th worldwide for the standard edition. So stay tuned to twitch.tv/W2Live for more content.
Ding! And with that, Bling Prince.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
All right, Jake Doyle has a torn bicep.
#BlameBrent.
That sucks, because he just came to the company and not 3 weeks in, he got hurt.
That's awful. I hate that for him. So feel better. I hope you're not out long. But with that, we're going to take our first break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about the Royal Rumble, which was this past Saturday on the ESPNs. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Today is the day I want to touch the sky. I feel born again. I feel baptized. Sometimes the rain falls. Sometimes the sun rises. Sometimes I rewind to the pain that's inside. Going into midnight. Working by the candlelight. Last person to rest. First person to rise. Consistent on the grind. Success on my mind. Catch me.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Did you know you can use supported creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK. In the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to the Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are here to talk about the Royal Rumble, which was this past Saturday. Live on the ESPNs from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I had to watch this show twice.
You had to watch this show twice. Okay. Why did you have to watch the show twice?
So I did not feel good on Saturday at all. It was cold. It was snowing here. And I just did not like physically feel well. So like I did not have like a really good impression of this show because I was under the weather. So I was like, I'm going to give this show another chance. I'm going to watch it again. And my opinion of it did generally improve a little bit better. But overall, like I still have some concerns that I think you guys talked about on Sunday that I just want to address here. Like, number one was the arena setup and the way, like, the crowd in particular, the crowd size. Like, the crowd was fine for what they had, but that arena was not full.
No, it was. The lighting screwed everything up. So there's a lot of pictures shown from the people in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the lights above every chair. So it looked like no one was there.
It looked empty.
Because the light was above the chairs. So it didn't look full. There were about 23,000 people there. It didn't look
empty. It looked like maybe because you could only, with the, like, the show lights, you could only see, like, the lower bowl, essentially. Like, maybe back to, like, I don't know, the 10th row. And, like, partially up into the stands. But you couldn't see the upper stand at all. And they were doing, like, wide shots. And because it's an outdoor arena and it's dark, you can't see everybody. And the lights are, yeah, they're messing with you. And it looks empty. Like, they're doing the wide shots. It looks empty. And the whole thing is that they are holding WrestleMania there next year.
Not in that building.
Not in that building, but they're holding WrestleMania there that year. Next year. Let me say that again. They're holding WrestleMania there next year. There are already a lot of concerns surrounding the crowd for WrestleMania. Namely, are people going to travel to Saudi to go see the show, right?
Yeah.
Like, they can, I'm sure they have enough interest locally that they could probably get enough people. But WWE usually does WrestleMania on a grand scale, and they are going to want anywhere from 80 to 100,000 people. And WrestleMania at this stage is an international event. People travel from all over the world to go to WrestleMania. Although this year is going to be interesting to see with everything that's been going on, how many people come over for WrestleMania. But, like, for Saudi, the question is are they going to travel? Like, we can hope. Everybody cross your fingers. We can hope.
We can hope.
We can hope. Anyway, let's talk about the opening of the show, which was the Women's Royal Rumble match. No surprise, the ladies opened. You had 30 entrants. And we started off hot with Charlotte Flair, who dropped some money on her outfit.
She had two of those made because she wore one on SmackDown.
That's insane. And then, well, things got a little awkward because her frenemy, Alexa Bliss, was number two. I loved how they opened this. I loved how they teased, like, Alexa and Charlotte, where they kind of went back and forth. And they're like, well, I could, but I'm not gonna. Well, maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. And they just kind of had that, like, they just screwed around literally for, like, 2 minutes or whatever. And then as number three was getting ready to come out, Alexa hops up on Charlotte's back. They lean on the ropes together and they're smiling like, come on, come on. We're ready for you. Come on. Come on. Like, it was so funny. It was adorable. I love that little detail.
Yeah, it was good.
It's like, we're going to work together. We're in it for ourselves, but we're going to work together, at least right now. It's great. It's great. Coming out at number three was Kiana James. Nia Jax was number four. Ivy Nile was number five. Lola Vice was number six. Candice LeRae was seven. Jordynne Grace, eight. Becky Lynch, 9. Sol Ruka, 10. Roxanne Perez was number 11. Maxine Dupree was 12, followed by Natty, not Natalia, Natty at 13. Liv was 14. Lash Legend was 15. Zelina Vega was 16. Raquel Rodriguez was 17. Chelsea Green was 18. Julie was 19. Io Sky was 20. Asuka was 21, Rhea Ripley was 22, Bayley was 23, JC Jane was 24, Nikki Bella was 25, Lyra Valkyrie was 26, Kalani Jordan was 27, Kairi Sane was 28, and then Brink got his wish because we got a little Breemo at 29, and rounding out the field at number 30 was Tiffany Stratton.
Who was the biggest standout for you in this match?
Lash? Actually, it was so funny. I was sitting here watching because we did The Sims, right? And, like, Lash Legend won The Sims. Lash did really well in this match. I thought she looked fantastic in it. I think she had a couple breakout moments in this. I actually think the Judgment Day girls did really well in this as well. Like, they all stood out to me in terms of just how they handled everything. I thought they did a really creative way with Asuka and Kairi in terms of them being eliminated. That was good. I did have a difficult time, though, keeping track of the eliminations. Like, I know they have the thing at the bottom or whatever. I also had a hard time figuring out who was coming out at times. Like, I'll echo what Brent said on Sunday, that, like, because they were cutting to the entrance after the music would hit, like, they weren't going to the entrance before the person was coming out. You had, like, a hard time figuring out who was coming out. But yeah, those were my standouts. What about you?
Yeah, James stood out. Lash Legend stood out. And again, Judgment Day Girl stood out. As top performers, Jordynne Grace had a solid performance in the Rumble for her first as a contracted WWE superstar. Liz teased Liv and Raquel dissension as we've been seeing. I like Chelsea's outfit. I thought that was fun. Yeah, Match was solid. The biggest complaint was there was too many people in the ring at one time. You thought they're like you were going to get powerhouses to clear them out, but the powerhouses never cleared them out because you saved it for more storyline drama. And yeah,
I did like the drama with the Judgment Day girls, and I like how they followed it up on Monday. It's nice.
Yeah, it was good.
I will say this for the women: you can tell who, like, there were three trains of thought for the gear. There were people who went fashion, there were people who went comfort, and there were people who were like I'm not spending money, I'm just, and they like did a group order, I feel like, of like a black bodysuit off of Amazon or something, and they just wore their regular gear over it.
Who in particular are you talking about?
Like Zelina Vega did it, Alexa Vitt did it, and I think there were a couple others.
Alexa seemed like she put some effort into hers.
She had the black bodysuit, but she had her regular gear. I don't know if she had that gear specifically made for the Rumble or not.
Yeah, I think she had the gear made for the Rumble with it. Sol Ruka made her own gear last minute.
Which was super cute.
But she bought stuff off of Amazon, which was interesting. Because she was trying to get something made, and it didn't work out, so she made it last minute.
Hey, you do what you gotta do.
Yeah, but that's what it was. It was a solid Rumble. It's not, again, you wanted a little bit more something, I guess. You lacked a certain EST.
Didn't have EST.
No, it didn't. Everyone was expecting her to be there, and she wasn't there, and it was kind of a letdown, I think, for people.
She's okay.
I think she's like, fine, but I told this to Brent, she was not going to win, you don't need her in.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I worry because she's been out for a while, and like, it's like, is she all right? Like, what broke her knuckle?
She broke her knuckle, yeah. And it was taking a while to heal correctly. But I think she's okay. I think they're just waiting to bring her back. She could be back tomorrow, who knows?
I mean, we are on the road to WrestleMania. She could turn up. She could be in the chamber.
She could.
But coming out on top and winning her very first Royal Rumble, she's been in every single one, and now she's finally got her win. Liv Morgan takes the prize home, and she will go to WrestleMania, where we think she's challenging Stephanie.
One would assume it's Stephanie Vaquer, or whoever the women's world champion is at that time. Yeah.
Yes, it would make sense too, but you never know. Liv could go for SmackDown. We'll have to see. Like, this was a good Rumble, but I will agree, it was lacking oomph, which I think is just a general criticism of this overall show, was it just lacked oomph on a lot of levels.
The crowd started chanting stuff without, just ignoring what was happening in the ring. That kind of took you away from it.
But they gave Liv her moment. They let her shine. She was beklempt. She had the vapors for a second, and then she kind of pulled it back, and she was good to go.
And she had to be told that she had to be told to point at the sign.
Yeah, Liv, sign, do the sign point. Which, that's got to be overwhelming. It's got to be a lot. Like, even though it's they tell you and you know, still it's like that's a lot, right? That it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So congrats to her. Moving on. Oh God, moving on. Let's talk about AJ in the AJ match. Let's discuss that. So we had AJ Styles taking on Gunther in a and AJ leaves WWE if he loses the match. There were no stipulations, there were no any like sort of like consequences for Gunther if he lost. So this was literally a one-sided match. AJ had called a shot. There was a lot of speculation of if they were actually going to have AJ retire at the Royal Rumble in Saudi. We talked a lot about it and sort of what it meant and what it could be. And I think it was the inevitable outcome that we all knew, which was that AJ was going to lose this match. You don't do a retirement match like this with everything that's been circulating and have him win. That wasn't going to even be a possibility. Typically, when WWE says they're doing a retirement match, they are perfectly serious about that, and they just have that person retire. It doesn't make it easier, because I said this, I think, on Thursday, and I'll keep saying it, is that I don't like it when wrestlers call their shots, because it takes everything out of it, because you already know the outcome, right? It's very similar to Cena. You know the outcome of how this is going to go. It's already written in stone. So it's like, you really need the match to sort of like be something spectacular and special to make up for the fact that you already know the ending. And I feel like while an effort was made, it just wasn't there for AJ. It was kind of one of those things where I think they tried. And this is one of the reasons I specifically had to go back and rewatch this show a second time, was I watched this match and I hated this match. I hated everything about it. I thought it was completely boring, but that's because I didn't feel good. And so I went back and rewatched it tonight, and it's like, okay, this was better than I thought it was originally, which is good. Like AJ got, I think, a little bit more offense in than I originally saw, but it's kind of almost like Cena. You're waiting for him to pull out AJ Styles one more time. You're waiting for him to rally. You're waiting for him to just throw his best shot at it. And it just didn't come. It just didn't happen. Gunther just literally beat the shit out of him, which I guess that's what's supposed to happen because it's Gunther, right? And he's big and he's strong and he's mean. And, you know, yeah, he should be difficult to beat. But like, you're waiting for the hope spot and you never got it.
There was no hope spot at the end. There was no crowd to cheer. The difference between the Cena match with Gunther and this match, the crowd gave you the hope spot and they kind of played into it, but there was no ending drama. Even the finish where he choked him out and put him to sleep, the referee just lifted the arm barely and let it fall. Lift it up. Didn't do anything. He's out. You wanted more drama, one more like crowd burst, but this crowd was not going to sell it anyhow, so it didn't really matter, but it needed a little oomph. And then get that oomph at the end to really sell it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, at least you could do like the arm spot, right? Like you lift it up three times, like you could at least do that. And yeah, they just didn't.
Because the crowd would have bought it, but they should have done that. And they didn't. So
that's the end. AJ Styles passes out and he loses. And he's now officially retired from WWE. They were very clear on that. So it's not necessarily from professional wrestling. So it does leave a door open if he wants to go somewhere else.
So let's talk about it. Okay. So he got the big celebration and did all the things, and he took the gloves off and then put them back on. And that led to a lot of speculation. According to him, he could one day get back in the ring. Because what if his son wants to wrestle? Or one of his sons wants to wrestle, right?
I was going to say, he has like four.
He has three sons and a daughter. What if one of his kids wants to wrestle? He could tag with it. That's why the gloves came back on. Could he have a one-off match somewhere one day? Yes, but he's going home. He's not going to AEW. Because if he was going to AEW, who would have...
He would be there.
He would be there. And someone would have not gotten the first interview with AJ Styles that worked for WWE.
Yeah.
As he talked to Stephanie all about everything, she would not... that interview would not have come out if he was going elsewhere. He'll be a part of the WWE family. He trademarked his own stuff because they were always his trademarks. He actually lent them to WWE, so he just renewed his trademark. So the full quote was, "I don't know why I kept them on. I don't know. Never say never, right? That's the saying. I think everyone's allowed to at least have one come out of retirement. I'm not saying I'll do that anytime soon. What if my son wrestles? The opportunity to tag with him once? You never know. So there'll be a time when the gloves never go back on. It may be now, but we'll see. But he's done in ring. I don't think people have to worry about that any longer. I think they put that to rest. He thoroughly wants to go home. The way I listened to a lot of the interview where he's just talking about his home life, he's ready to go home. He's ready to go next week to the daddy daughter dance because he's never been able to do that before. He's looking forward to go home, which is what he should want to do. He's been on the road 25 years.
Yeah, he's had a long career. So. He deserves to go home. He deserves to watch his kids grow up and enjoy his time with his children, especially as they are getting older. So it's, you only have so much time with them before they're adults. And I think he wants to have that time. Like, he's been very privileged to put himself into a position where he can do this and he can enjoy it.
His kids are 20, 18, 16, and 11.
Yeah. So he's going home for the youngest, essentially.
For his daughter, yeah.
So it's like, you know... And his sons are still young enough to where he can enjoy his time with them. But it will be different because they're not kids. They're more adults, but he can still enjoy that time and be around them. But if that's what he wants to do, if he just wants to go home and be with his family and be with his children, he has absolutely earned that right. Personally, I don't have a problem with the retirement. Like, he deserves it. If that's how he wanted to go out, that's how he wanted to go out, and I will not fault it at all. I just, for me, like I said, I do not like it when wrestlers call their shots. I do not like knowing the ending before we ever get the match. because we, as much as we all hoped this wasn't it and that they were going to do a fake out on us, we all knew they weren't going to do a fake out, that this was it. And it just, I forget who said it on Sunday, but that there were no stakes for Gunther in this detracted from the match. I would tend to agree with that. And I think moving forward, especially if they're going to run with the killer gimmick, I feel like you need to have more stakes for Gunther. You need to find a way that doesn't include a title necessarily to put stakes on Gunther, right? Because if it's just going to be rinse, wash, repeat in terms of Gunther goes out there, he finds his next target, he has a feud with them, and then you get to the match and he just beats somebody down and the person gets a little bit of offense in, and eventually he just like chokes them out to retire them, that's going to get old really quickly. And so I feel like you need to find a way to put more pressure on Gunther to perform, right? And maybe we'll get that if he goes for Brock this year. Comment on that would be the spacing. The spacing needs to be better. Like, he can't be retiring somebody every month. I know this was an exception because like we all thought AJ would be around longer than what he actually was. And Cena was at the end of December or the beginning of December. So there's only like maybe like a month to 6 weeks between Cena and AJ, but the spacing needs to be better because it's something that I feel like with two very close together, they detract from each other. I would also make the comment that I was kind of hoping that like AJ would at least come out on Raw and get the farewell, that they would do the farewell for him and give him the speech and give him everything, and like so he could say goodbye in the States.
Do for a Hall of Fame. And one day, that's what you do one day in a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I know. But like it would have been nice for him to come out on Raw and just give that one final goodbye. And then that's it. Right. Just to have that moment in front of the fans of the States. So they get to see AJ before he goes. But didn't happen. So AJ went home. But if you're at UGA football games, you will probably see AJ Styles because he's a huge UGA fan. I think his son goes there. Not to out his son, but like, yeah. So this was okay. But ultimately it was, could have been better. There could have been things that made it better. Also, I hope AJ's arm is okay because he got a really nasty cut on it, like early on in the match too. And he was bleeding. Actually, doesn't that make it automatically 6 stars because there was blood?
Yes.
Just making sure. Up next we have, for the SmackDown title, Sami Zayn taking on Drew McIntyre. I don't know what Drew was on, but goddamn. Like, goddamn, Drew. You didn't need to serve that hard. Like, sir. Jesus. This match was good. This match was fun. It was also very sad at the end. But, like, this was, like, I don't think we thought this was going to be bad.
No, it wasn't great. It was a good match. But Sammy needs a lot of rehab after this, character-wise.
Yeah. I mean, again, this was one of those things, and we talked about this a lot on Thursday, that if Sammy loses, where do you go from here with Sammy? Because you've taken Sammy character-wise as far as he can go in the current iteration for the title. Like, you did a great job last year of building him up against Roman, and or not Roman, a couple years ago against Roman, and we all got our heart broken because as much as we wanted Sammy to win, we all knew it was going to be Cody, but you wanted that moment for Sammy in his hometown, in front of his family, like give him the boyhood dream moment. It would be fantastic, right? They didn't do it. They've given him other like glimpses of the title, but this was, we're taking him over to Saudi, we're going to put him up against Drew, we're going to have him face off against the title. And it's kind of like, how many more times do you want me to get like my hopes up for Sammy before I just don't do that anymore, right? Like, I love Sammy. It's not anything against Sammy. It's purely the booking. It's kind of like Sheamus with the IC title, right? Like, how many times are we going to do this before I just stop believing that this is going to happen? And I just honestly stop caring that this is going to happen. And that's really the danger of it. And I know you can do things to potentially bring Sammy back, but you have to do a lot, and I mean a lot of work, on Sammy character-wise, booking-wise, to really build him back up after this. And you have to find him the right opponent, and I just don't know if they have it.
He needs a big heel to work, and it's not true. They have to build one. They need a really strong heel for him to work with, to kind of rehab it if he's going to be the world champion one day.
I just don't know if he is. He will
one day. It'll get there, but it'll take a lot of work.
It's hard to foresee at this stage.
Oh, I get it. It's hard to see because you're kind of let down from everything that's happened. So you kind of want him to rebound. You want you. It's hard to believe.
That's the thing,
someone,
I don't know.
It's hard to believe in someone who continually fails, and that's the problem. He always gets hot right around before WrestleMania, and never is in the WrestleMania plan.
Like, I know they gave him the payoff last year with the IC title and Gunther, and that was really good. Or was that 2 years ago now?
2 years ago.
But, like, what have they done lately with him? And that's the whole thing. Is the IC title is not the world title. Like, it's a title, and I'm happy for him that he won. And that, but, like, what have you done with him since? And that's the whole point. Is they're very ebb and flow with him. And it's just at this stage, it's hard to get excited for him. Like, I love Sammy. I think he's fantastic. I think he's great. But like the booking for him is something that it's like, again, how many times are we going to go to this well before you pay it off? And how many times are we going to have to do this before everybody loses interest in it? Like, I'm deadly serious when I say this, that if they are able to build him back up, which I'm sure they would be capable of doing, but if they build him back up and if they bring him here again, he really does have to win.
He has to win it. Yeah. He can't lose.
He has to do it. You really, this was kind of sort of your last shot, and you maybe have one more with him. And after that, it's just sort of like, I can't go there with you. I love you, but I can't do this anymore with you. I really can't. Like, you guys have taken us there so many times and you just refuse to pay. It's almost, you know what it reminds me of is like Baszler, Shayna Baszler, when she was in NXT. And it's like, she's going to lose the title this time? No. She's going to lose the title this time? No. Like, they wouldn't pull that trigger, and they waited too long to pull that trigger to have her lose that title. It sort of feels like that.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
So it's like, you know, at some point you don't care anymore. Like, the match was fine. You know, Drew looked good. Sammy looked good. You know, they had nice chemistry together. But like, ultimately it is disappointing that he didn't win.
Yeah.
Like, because I wanted him to win. Like, in my heart, I want that for Sammy. I want him to hold the world title once before he retires, because not to put like a time clock on him. But I know the situation with Kevin. And I know that Sammy may or may not be around for much longer. Like, he could be around for another 5 years, or he could retire at the end of this year. We don't know. So it's like, you want him to have that moment before he goes, because you know that every day that passes is another day closer to when he might be done. And then it's never going to happen. And I don't want them to do to him kind of what they do for wrestlers at the end, which is they give him the pity title, right? Like, oh, you know, we took you there 50 times and you were never good enough to get it all 50 times. But, you know, because you're on your way out the door and it doesn't really matter if we give you the title, here you go. And then you have to give it up or you lose it on your last match, and that's how you leave. Like, I don't want that for him. I want him to like actually win and be a fighting champion and carry the brand.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And then the show closed with the Men's Rumble.
It did.
And they got creative in this. I actually liked how they did some of this. So opening the show was technically Obafemi and Bron Breakker. So just starting it off with two big beefy men slapping meat, except, well, only one of them got slapped, because Bron Breakker made his entrance. And then, surprise of surprise, he gets attacked by a masked individual who may or may not end up being Seth Rollins. We have no idea. It obviously wasn't Seth at the show. But, you know, they did a good job on the build, making you think it might be Seth. So Braun got his world rocked by the masked figure. He gets thrown into Oba, who immediately eliminates him, and the masked figure runs off. They did a good follow-up with him on this on Raw with Braun and Pierce and everybody else. I like that a lot. So Oba was in the ring on his own as Braun kind of stumbled to the back, and out came Solo Sikoa to take essentially Braun's place. At number three, Rey Mysterio was fourth, Rusev was fifth, Matt Cardona was sixth, Damian Priest was seventh, Javon Evans was eighth, Mr. Iguana, kind of surprising they flew him over, was ninth, Trick Williams was 10th, Cody Rhodes was 11th, El Grande Americano was 12th, the original El Grande Americano was 13th, and dear God, did they leave him out in the sun to bake. Powerhouse Hobbs, aka Royce Keys, was 14th, Austin Theory was 15th, Bronson Reed was 16th, Ilya Dragunov was 17th. It was good to see him. La Parca, not the original, was 18th. Dragon Lee was 19th. Logan Paul was 20th. LA Knight was 21. Brock Lesnar was 22. The Miz was 23. He had a nice little spot where he kind of looked at the ring. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to let this breathe for a minute. I'm not going to get in there just yet. Like, he took one look at Brock and he was like, nah. Rey Fénix was 24th. Jey Uso was 25th. Roman Reigns was 26th. Jacob Fatu was 27th. Penta was 28th. Randy Orton was 29th. And my wish came true because a certain someone did not appear. Guther came in at 30.
All right, big standout was who?
I think Oba had a really good showing in the Rumble. He didn't win, but I think he looked really, really good throughout the match. And he lasted a really long time in the Rumble. Like, I think he made it to like the top 10 before they removed him, or he got eliminated. I shouldn't say they removed him. He got eliminated. I thought LA Knight had a good showing. It was good to see Ilya back. The El Grande Americano spot was funny. They did the meme. I'm trying to think of who else had a good Rumble. That's all that's coming to mind right now.
I mean, Roman had a good Rumble. He won.
Yes.
I mean, it was a solid Rumble. The surprise to take out Braun Breaker was well done. Oba looked strong. It was a solid Rumble. Wasn't a great Rumble. You missed the crowd hearing 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 in both Rumbles. You just miss it. And yeah, it was, for the word telling, surprise, 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 you really got no real surprises in either Rumble.
You got a couple, but I think
there was no big surprise.
No, there was no big surprise, but I mean, it's, you did get surprises, so they did live up to that, basically. But I thought it was okay. Like, when it comes to surprises in the Rumble, it's sort of like you don't know, and it's like, if it's not a big one, that's kind of okay. Yeah. Because I'm like sitting here in my mind is like, who could they really bring back that would be a huge surprise that isn't already like either speculated or isn't already on the roster and in the match, right?
There weren't any.
Like, yeah, it's like, who are you going to pull out of mothballs for this?
I mean,
and the answer is nobody. No, 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 no.
I mean,
no.
I mean,
no. There is no one.
Okay.
Made it through the entire Rumble and he didn't appear. We're not manifesting anything. But also, it's, who are you going to get to fly over to Saudi, right? Like, that was really the thing, is like, in terms of surprises, who's going to want to fly over for a one-off?
Unless the paycheck's big, no one.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. So like, I think for what we got, it was good. What do you mean just to make me mad? Y'all are so mean. God damn.
Want to go back to the millennial man? Come on now.
No, absolutely not.
Y2K problem.
No.
No? Okay.
No. He still could turn up, and I don't want him to turn up, but he still could turn up. And in truth, the reason why I do not want him to turn up is I just don't think he will add anything. Now, I could be proven wrong. It's happened many times before. But in terms of the product, like, I don't see how he fits into it. And I don't see what benefit it brings. It's unfortunately kind of like Paige. As much as I love Paige, as talented as I think she is, I don't see where she fits into the product at this stage. Because I'm going to be brutally honest, you have Rhea. And Rhea has kind of taken over the goth emo girl slot. You also have Stephanie Vaquer, who is sort of in that space as well. Like, you have enough there between the brands that Paige is not different. She's not unique. Whereas 10 years ago when she was in WWE, or not 10 years ago when she was in WWE, but when she came to WWE, because it was about 10-ish years ago, I think, she was unique because there was nobody that was doing what she was doing. Right now there's plenty of people that are doing it, so she's not as like standout. Could she come back for like the one-off, or could she, you know, come back for like a match or two? Sure, yeah, absolutely. But like a full-time performer with built-in stories, I don't see how that fits in. And I don't want that spot taken away for somebody who may or may not be there full-time. That's my issue with it. But anyway, your victor is Roman Reigns, who I had.
You did.
In the Rumble contest. I finally won one. Yay.
Congrats.
I get a good pat on the back.
Yes.
But overall, a solid show. Like, was this the best Rumble I've ever seen? No. Was this the worst Rumble I've ever seen? Again, no. It's kind of sort of a middle. I think there are some legitimate concerns coming out of the show, because there were legitimate concerns going into the show. And we'll just have to see if WWE addresses them, or how they kind of like move forward with like everything. And I think like overall next year will be fine in Saudi, but we just have to see, right? Like, we just legitimately have to see. But agreed. With that, we're done.
We are done, which means starting at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio's Super Bowl preview show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern on CB Radio Live. Which means there's no show Sunday because Super Bowl. Monday, we're back for the Raw Post Show. When Raw ends, we'll be live to talk all about it. And we'll be back next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcasts, search Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, it's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use carrier code Rock and Sock or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop when you buy Chaperone, the K-pop Demon Hunters, and more. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LynnsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LynnsWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell Matt we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lynn's Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. Bye. Better make a sense. I've been living my skeleton. I know I'm intense. I'll cut the suspense. I'm here to take down everyone. I'm here to take down everyone. I'm here to rumble. I've got danger in my flavor, like a razor. WildTalkRadio.com.